You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. This is Naomi Segal with the top news at this hour. As we just heard, rocket alerts are sounding in northern Israeli communities in Kiryat Shmona, Kfar Blum, and other communities in the area at this hour. Contacts on a hostage release deal. Jerusalem is still waiting for Hamas's response in the negotiations. A Khan reporter says the assessment is that the terror group will put forward adjustments to the proposal that was presented by American mediators. Those demands will indicate whether there is room for further contacts. A Khan reporter says it is believed that the Hamas answer will be given in coming days. Earlier, a Khan reporter said that professional elements involved in efforts to return the hostages downplayed the likelihood Hamas will agree to the proposal of the mediators, and this was the message that was conveyed to the prime minister and cabinet ministers. Earlier, a senior Hamas official abroad, Osama Hamdan, said the organization is preparing a clear answer to the proposal presented by mediators on a hostage release deal and will submit it in the not-too-distant future. 133 hostages are held in Gaza, some alive, some dead, for 187 days. Family members of hostages who hold Israeli-American citizenship met yesterday in Washington with Vice President Kamala Harris and thanked the American administration for its efforts to return their loved ones. Ronen Neutra, whose son, IDF soldier Omer, is held in Gaza, told Khan that the families are urging all involved parties to put maximum pressure to make Hamas agree to a deal. U.S. President Joe Biden upped his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's role in the Israel-Hamas war, but did not indicate any significant changes in U.S. policy toward its Middle East ally. In an interview with the network Univision that was taped last week before Biden's conversation with Netanyahu and which aired last night, the U.S. president said he thinks what Netanyahu is doing is a mistake, particularly regarding strikes on vehicles and aid personnel in Gaza. 56 Democratic members of Congress have so far signed an open letter to President Biden calling on him to halt arms transfers to Israel until the conclusion of an inquiry into the erroneous IDF strike in Gaza that killed seven staffers of the World Central Kitchen Relief Group, including a dual U.S. citizen. Backing of the letter also came from former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a staunch supporter of Israel, and her backing is seen as an indication that support for suspending the weapons deliveries to Israel is becoming mainstream in the party. The Al Arabiya station is reporting that the Mossad killed a Lebanese money changer linked to Hamas in a strike in eastern Lebanon. According to the report on the pro-Saudi network, Israel has been pursuing the individual for 6 years. The U.S. accuses him of transferring funds from Iran to Hamas. In the north, the IDF confirmed last night that it had struck Syrian military infrastructure that precise intelligence showed was used by Hezbollah. The IDF said it holds the Syrian regime accountable for all activities that take place within its territory and will not allow for any attempted actions which could lead to the entrenchment of Hezbollah on the Syrian front. In the Gaza Strip, IDF forces from the Nahal Brigade continue to operate in the central part of the enclave. In the past day, several terrorists were killed. Israeli fighter jets and other aircraft struck dozens of targets in the Strip. Meanwhile, the coordinator for government activities in the territory says that Israel is surging aid into Gaza, with over 1,200 trucks entering in 3 days. In a statement, the office said that there are 500 trucks waiting at the Gaza side of Kerem Shalom for pickup by UN agencies. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Canberra would consider recognition of a Palestinian state. In a speech at the Australian National University, Wong said Israel's own security depends on a two-state solution. Finally, Education Minister Yoav Kish has announced that one of the Israel Prize Lifetime Achievement Awards will be bestowed this year to Edna Solodar, who fought in Israel's independence war, served in the Knesset, and was a leader in the United Kibbutz movement. Solodar died yesterday at the age of 94, and news of the award was conveyed to her sister. An Israel Prize for Lifetime Achievement Award is also being given to Israeli filmmaker Moshe Edree for his seminal role in Israeli and world cinema. The weather outlook, rain tapering off. Tomorrow will be warmer but still cold for the time of year. Chance of light rain in the morning, mostly in the north. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 15, Tel Aviv 19, Haifa 18, Beersheba 20, and in Eilat going up to 28 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.